The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's music department has teamed up with the theater department to present Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. This Stephen Sondheim musical presents a dark, desperate world with a murderous man returning from exile seeking revenge on the man who sent him there. I spoke with music professor Perry Ward about the production. What on earth were you thinking to take on something as large as Sweeney Todd?
Well, I had to be convinced. Let me put it that way. Steve Ray and I began talking about collaborating between the music department and the theater department last spring after Treemonisha. And I had already had the idea because a friend of mine who is music director at University of Memphis has done the same sort of thing with his music department, theater department. They've collaborated on larger shows. And so Steve and I began talking, and we decided that we wanted to do something that was going to be big enough that would really need both departments, and then also something that had a big appeal to a large audience that was going to get people involved and say, oh, wow, look at this. You know, not only is this a collaboration between the music and theater department, but wow, this is a really big show. This is really something that we want to go see. And so we threw several ideas around, and Steve was really kind of insistent on Sweeney. And the more I took a look at it, the more I thought, okay, yeah. It's not a show that I had seen before, so it took me a little while to get into it. And then I was very fortunate this summer to participate in the Knoxville Symphony and Clarence Brown Theater in Knoxville, produced Sweeney Todd for the opening of Clarence Brown Theater season, and I participated in that and got to know the show really well. And yeah, I really fell in love with it.
It's my favorite dark comedy.
Yeah,
it truly is.
It's very funny in a black, morbid sense. The music and the lyrics are so clever, and it's such fun. You get to kind of make fun of some of your deepest, darkest fears in this piece.
Jason O'Neill, you are playing the lead role. This is a big step for you. When you auditioned, did you know you were going to become Sweeney Todd?
No, I was quite nervous about it. It's a lot of acting, so I was really nervous. I didn't think that I would get it by any means, but here we are.
Well, you'll definitely suit the sailor look of it. I can definitely see the coming back off the ship. You have the build of someone who would have worked out on the sea for many years. Mm-hmm. We'll see how you do with the finesse of the barber.
Yes. That's really exciting for me. This is challenging for me, and I'm really excited. Sweeney's, well, he's schizophrenic in a sense, I believe. You know, that's where I draw him from, and I get to play around with all of these personalities. There's the calm one, and there's the one that just exploded and goes into a rant, and there's this one caring for his daughter, in a sense, and it's just really exciting for me getting to do all of these personalities in one, which I've never done before, so I'm really excited.
In the Broadway performances, you don't see the maniacal depth of the character than perhaps you do as well in the Johnny Depp performance in the movies. And there are some differences between the movies and the Broadway performance. Which way are y'all going with this?
We're going different from both. Steve has decided on a perspective of theater of the absurd, theater of cruelty. And so we're going with this very kind of twisted view of Victorian England. So you'll see traditional Victorian costumes, but they will be done in an exaggerated sort of way. And then the staging and the choreography are also going to be done so that we emphasize this idea of the nightmarish quality of what's going on. We're going to emphasize the dirtiness of society at that time, the pain that most of these people lived in, and bring that out in the physicality of it as we perform the piece. So it's going to be very different. If you're a fan of the movie, this is going to be a very different thing for you. If you're a fan of the Broadway style, it's going to be just a slightly different perspective on what you've seen before.
And your collaboration with the theater department, because there are a lot of roles that are non-singing roles. There's a lot of extras and a very busy element going on. So you are able to draw from an entire pool of people that the music department by itself would not have access to.
Exactly. And also, they are able to draw from the music department singers that they would not necessarily have access to. You know, and that was one of the things that we, as we were looking at this, as we were preparing it, as we were casting it, although we wanted to give the best person for each individual part, our eye was also on making sure that it wasn't all theater students and then a few music students, or all music students and then a few theater students. We wanted to make sure that our cast was balanced between the two so that both departments get something out of the collaboration. That was what was really important to us.
A lot of the songs require an extensive range and some very detailed technical elements.
You have to be legit singers to sing this show. You do. You've got to have chops. You've got to have a technique. Jason has everything from a low F to a high F sharp. It's more than a 2-octave range. And I think all of the lead parts have that kind of range to them. It's a big sing. And we had to make sure that all of the students had that kind of ability.
Opening night is February the 15th at 7:30 in the Roland Hayes Theater. And the other dates are as follows. February the 17th and 24th are at 3 o'clock, and the 22nd is at 7:30.
There's an additional performance on the 21st. There'll be 5 performances.
With such a big show as this, I would probably encourage people to get their tickets ahead of time.
It's a good idea. That was another thing about this show. It's very popular, but it's not done terribly often. I think perhaps because of the success of the movie, it's gone through a bit of a revival lately. So it's being performed quite a bit, especially by opera companies, but also theatrical companies. It has a good, strong following. And so that was another reason for choosing the show, knowing that we would have a strong box office for this collaboration.
Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, a collaboration of the UTC Music Department and Theater Departments, will be performed in the Roland Hayes Concert Hall in the Fine Arts Center, February 15th, 21st, and 22nd at 7:30 p.m., as well as matinee performances on February 17th and 24th at 3 p.m. Visit the Around and About blog at WUTC.org for more details about Sweeney Todd at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.